This dictation is by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD. The date of examination is A2622. The name of the patient is Jennifer Mulligan, M-U-L-L-I-G-A-N. This is a treadmill exercise stress test, cardiac care associates letterhead file, EST space Mulligan space J. Treadmill exercise stress test, date of examination, A2622. Referring physician, Vanessa Arias, A-R-I-A-S. APN, performing physician, Sharon Hermes, MD, new paragraph, clinical indication, 40-year-old female with history of VPCs and hypertension for stress test on medication, parentheses, hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams, close parentheses, period. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, comma, nonspecific anterior, lateral, and inferior STT wave changes, new paragraph, baseline blood pressure, colon 110 over 70, baseline heart rate, 87 beats per minute, new paragraph. The patient underwent a treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 10 minutes, semicolon 1 minute into stage 4 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 155, parentheses 86% maximum projected heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure 133 over 70 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 20615, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%, period. New paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to fatigue and leg fatigue. The patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 11 mets. The patient had a baseline low blood pressure with a normal attenuated blood pressure response to stress consistent with her baseline. Patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise with just being able to attain greater than 85% maximum predicted heart rate at her functional capacity. The patient had a final blood pressure 104 over 62 and a heart rate of 95 at the end of the recovery period. There were no VPCs during the test and no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph. Conclusions 1. Normal ECG portion treadmill exercise stress test 86% maximum projected heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. The diagnostic predictive value of this finding is somewhat diminished by the presence of baseline STT wave changes. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. 3. The patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 11 mets. 4. The patient had a baseline low blood pressure with a normal attenuated blood pressure response to stress consistent with effective blunting of blood pressure response to stress on her medication. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise with just being able to attain greater than 85% maximum projected heart rate at her functional capacity, possibly related to a conditioned response to stress. 5, there were no VPCs during the test and no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Hermes, MD.